Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Well, the simple math just doesn't add up, folks. We're going to talk about that today. It's something I've been thinking about ever since the election happened. We're going to get into the simple math of it all. It's pretty obvious. Plus a few other things, including, was it all just misdirection on the part of Trump? And the rebellion is spreading right here in Oregon now. It's not just Washington State and other cities around the country that are saying, we are not going to let you lock us down anymore. Sandy has decided they're not going to do that either. And there's a lot going on, but we've got 3 hours to talk about it today, my friends, and to explore the political issues of the day and to get your thoughts on it. Because that's what we do here on Political Coffee. Yes, I'm your host, Jeff Krupp, and you're not. The immortal words of Chevy Chase. Oh, 503-589-1220 is the power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 emails to Jeff. At 1220.am. And by the way, thanks for a lot of emails, and thanks to Jim for the congratulatory email about this show going to 3 hours. We're doing that for now. You know, as I get closer to really busy times on the farm, because that's what I do professionally now more than anything else, it's going to be tough to do 3 hours. So at least for the next month until Stacey Ann comes back, we're going to be doing 3 hours. Lots of opportunity to get your thoughts on things. But frankly, you know, the goal of this show, and I mean this sincerely, you know, I don't do this show just to hear myself talk, because I actually don't like how I talk. I'm quite serious. You might find that strange, but I do listen to myself. I've shared that with you before, because there are things about talk show hosts that I don't like, how they deliver what they're doing or their attitude or whatever, and I don't want to do what I don't like about talk show hosts. I'm not talking about you, the callers, or the audience. I'm talking about the hosts. So in that vein, I force myself to listen from time to time. Because I really don't like how my voice sounds sometimes. But what matters to me is that this show is not just about hearing myself talk or just pontificating on things. Because you know what? I got better time, things to spend my time on, to be honest with you. But it really is about talking about the political issues of the day in a manner that helps you change your world. To me, that's the only reason. There has to be value. The only reason for you to listen, I think, effectively to a radio show is value. And when I don't think I'm getting value, I just turn the station. You know, if a talk show host is going off in a direction or an attitude that I just don't think is appropriate, or if it's the same thing over and over and over again, I get sick of it, and I just go listen to something else. Because it's not giving me anything. And I hope, and it truly is my hope and my prayer, that every day I give you something that you can use to persuade the persuadable. So let's get into it today. This is Monday. Again, 503-589-1220 is the power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Thank you to those of you, by the way. I'm going to give you a Megan Marie Stevens update. Friday after I got off the show, I got a text from Megan. The lefty Antifa folks who engage in their satanic intimidation tactics right out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals egged her house. Okay. She called the cops. Cops come over and yeah. Okay. Right. And leave. Talking about Salem PD. No news as to whether they were watching your house or not. Probably not. So she texts me. She's really scared and upset and so forth. And so I put the word out to those of you who had indicated to me earlier that you were interested in supporting Meghan Marie in some way. Put the word out to you all. Thank you to those who did. I appreciate it. And if you want to continue to support Meghan Marie, who's a patriot, not a perfect person by any stretch of the imagination. She admits to her failures in life. But she's been targeted by the left in a very highly organized manner. To be targeted, to be intimidated, such that she's fearful for her three young children and her own personal safety. She's had her tires slashed. Her mother was driving her car and got ran off the road. Now, most of the rest of us are not experiencing these kinds of things when we go stand up together and participate in rallies. Drive around with Trump signs or flags on our vehicles. She's experiencing this. Why? Well, because she has stood up and helped organize these Stop the Steal rallies. And the Thanksgiving dinner for the homeless. And the canceled Christmas dinner that was supposed to have taken place Saturday. She got targeted by the left because of that. So to those of you that are thinking about what you can do in this Christmas season, she lost her job, folks. A pretty good job. Lost her job because the left complained to her employer. So this is a tough Christmas for her and her kids. So I'm just going to share this with you. There is a way that you can help. Gift cards so her kids can have a decent Christmas. Probably makes a lot of sense. It's one of the things she said to me. Certainly prayer, by any stretch of the imagination. That is the most important thing, prayer. And I want to encourage you to engage in that for her safety, that this evil that is meant against her, in Christendom and evangelicalism, it is this weapon formed against her, spiritual weapon, evil weapon, being manifested by Antifa and people like that, threatening her physically, telling her they're going to rape her. You're going to kill her kids. How would you feel if somebody was doing that to you just because you engaged in your First Amendment right? If you want to help, send me an email and I'll put you in touch with Megan. So we're going to talk today about the simple math, how the simple math of the presidential election just doesn't add up. Then we're going to talk about the misdirection ploy of Trump. And a few other things. All of that's on the table today. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I've got a great email that from State Senator Dennis Linthicum. He's a real constitutional believer. And, he's making a really interesting point about, you know, if masks and lockdowns work so well, and he's got a chart. It's a great chart. For those of you who get his newsletter, you can see that for yourself. But, you know, the point is this. If lockdowns and masks work, since the lockdown happened in March, and then it was released, sort of, and then the mask requirement in June, and how that's even ratcheted up, to be even more severe and strict as the heavy hand of the bureaucrats under Kate Brown enforce her edict, her unconstitutional edict, I still believe. If they work, then how come the case count has gone so high? You know, this is not rocket science, friends. It just isn't. And when you're talking about, because believe me, nobody likes them. And you're getting ready to have Christmas, right? In the next few days. And you're no doubt going to be talking about this because some of you are impacted to this, to the point of you're not going to be able to have Christmas with your family in the way that you normally have. Most of us are planning to do that, I think, in defiance of Kate. But you know what? It's an opportunity for you to talk about it. If masks and lockdowns work, why are the cases increasing? Well, maybe it doesn't have anything to do with masks or lockdowns. Maybe it has everything to do with you washing your hands. And if you're sick, staying home and not infecting other people. Maybe that's what it has to do with more than anything. Sort of like when you get the flu, right? Okay, revealed. Anyway, it's just there's so much out there to talk about. It's, believe me, 3 hours still is not enough. Including, I am slow to getting the podcasts put together because Stacey Ann's been very nice to have done them for me. And now I'm, because she's gone on this month-long mission trip to Mexico, I am doing them myself, and I've had to get my brain back into it and also learn how to do 3 hours of it. And producer Phil's been very helpful in doing that also. So the math doesn't add up. So I'm thinking to myself, when you saw the numbers, you know, the next day, November 4th, looking at the numbers for Biden, and looking at the numbers for Donald Trump, I'm going to myself, wait a moment. Wait a moment. How can we have this incredible increase in votes in such a short period of time? How can, and there is, by the way, this is a Gateway Pundit story that I'm reading from, and I will have that up on the show plan. There's a great graphic here, and it is from it's a Twitter post. Joe Biden won a record low. Now get this, a record low, 17% of all the counties in America. Only 17% of all the counties in America. Barack Obama, it's 477 counties, folks. Barack Obama in 2008. Got 69 million votes. And he won 873 counties across the nation. Keep that in mind. Obama in 2008 got 69 million votes, won 873 counties. Biden supposedly got 81 million votes and only won 477 counties. Almost half of what Obama got. And yet he got 81 million votes. Now, in my lightning quick mind, I'm thinking to myself, no, that means that in all of those counties that Biden won, he would have had to have had a massive increase in the numbers of not just people who voted, the people who are registered to vote. We're going to get into that when we come back from the break. It is 6:20 in the morning. You're listening to Political Coffee. Oh, it's going to be an interesting day, like every day is right now. What a time to be alive.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour, or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Like this unnamed state employee said, who asked this question. Is it true that if you get a COVID test, you are counted as having COVID, even if it comes back negative? I don't think so, because there are more tests being administered than there are broadly, okay? There are more tests being administered, obviously, than people who are getting COVID every day in Oregon. However, the question you're asking is, if you get a COVID test and it comes back negative, is it being counted as if you had COVID? In some cases, yes. We've heard anecdotal stories about that. We've heard stories of up in the Hillsborough area at a particular testing site, money being offered to people to take the test and agreeing that they would be shown to be positive in exchange for money. That's fraud. It would be a violation of federal law. That was an anecdotal story that was told to me, and I asked for more evidence of it, and I haven't gotten it yet because, frankly, I'll turn it over to the FBI. Not that we can count on the FBI to do anything for us these days, but, I mean, I hate to say that because my interactions with the FBI generally over the years have been pretty positive. Corby writes an email about vaccines. Says, well, this is what I've been saying. It's just the beginning. Kill off the old and frontline people first. This is why they wanted the military to distribute the vaccine within 24 hours for maximum impact. Well, and it's about this story that, and this is an InfoWars story, but I mean, folks, thousands of people have gotten sick after taking the vaccine. Negative reactions. CDC's acknowledging it. New guidelines out there, right? A number of people died who had vaccinations in the trials. And it could be some of the stuff that's in them. If you, we know this, there's one particular compound. It's some kind of an alcohol glycol type substance that apparently is used as a carrier. And apparently some people have severe reactions to it. So part of the CDC guidelines is, you know, if you have certain, reactions to things in the past, you may not want to get vaccinated. And if you've had a negative reaction after the first shot, you probably don't want to get the second shot. Yep. That's why I'm not interested. All right. Back, and I'm going to get to the phones in just a moment here because I've got Art on the line and Rebecca. So again, Obama got 69 million votes in 08, won 873 counties. Biden gets supposedly 81 million votes and wins 477 counties. Trump supposedly only gets 74 million votes, which is huge. I mean, that's like 11 million more than what he got in 2016. But he wins almost 2,500 counties. Now you say, well, wait a second, Jeff, he wins, you know, rural America. That's true. He does. He wins rural America. Those are not the counties with all the population. I get that. But the numbers in the cities or the counties that Biden did win, supposedly, those numbers would have had to have dramatically increased by numbers. Simply not possible. Let me say that again. Not possible to increase his votes totals over what Obama got in 08. And I'll get into more of that, but let's go to the phones. We'll start actually with Rebecca because Art left apparently. Rebecca, good morning. How are you? What do you say today?
Good morning. I'm calling because you are talking about what Daniel observed when he ran the numbers for Oregon. The numbers for Oregon are exactly the same way. There would have had to be a massive increase in the number of voters in Oregon to get the numbers in Oregon.
Well, and in specific places that you would have to have that massive increase in voters.
Yeah, well, all he did was run the numbers that were supplied by the state of Oregon about our election. And he got the same exact thing that there would have had to be a massive increase in the number of voters that, it doesn't make sense. the vote.
Well, the Oregon Secretary of State's website, Rebecca, says that we have 2.944 million voters in Oregon. And in this article that I'll put up on the website, they have every state listed with the number of registered voters. So the article almost accurately lists the same number of voters as what the Secretary of State's does, because the Secretary of State's website is about 20,000 voters more than what this article shows. The bottom line is that Secretary of State's office says we had basically an 82% turnout here in Oregon. However, across the country, the Washington Post says we had record turnout at 66.2% across the country. Those numbers don't add up either.
Well, I'm not much of a mathematician. You'll have to talk to him. All I did was listen to what he said. And the other thing is that on the news, on this station, right before your program is a news report, and they were talking about there's a new strain of virus in Britain. And I find that very interesting that France is now banning travel from Britain due to this virus. And they say it's a new, terrible strain that could be more contagious. And I think it's very interesting that this new strain has come along just as Britain is declaring itself to be, free of the European Union. I find it hard to believe that there's a new strain. COVID has so many symptoms that you can be almost, when you can have it be almost anything you want it to be.
You're right, Rebecca. Thank you. Back in a moment at 6:30. Excellent point.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Yes, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I've got one line open right now because we will talk to Glenn and Art in just a moment. That just comes out of my mouth sometimes. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. By the way, on my Facebook page, I put up a little video from yesterday evening. A group of us met at the state capitol. Well, across the street from the state capitol, because, there's a special session going on today. But you can't attend. You can sort of maybe watch it live stream. Why? Because they got the Capitol locked down. When I was talking with a friend of mine who's a former state representative last night, and he thinks that may not be constitutional. I tend to agree with him, but I wouldn't think that anybody's going to complain. Anyway, my Facebook post says, neither rain, cold, nor Kate Brown could stop a small group of us from singing Christmas carols at the state Capitol yesterday. And a little video is just a small group of eight of us out there on the fountains across from the state capitol, singing Christmas carols in the spirit of Christmas. Yep, we're not going to let Kate Brown lock us down. Lots to talk about today. If you're just joining us, the simple math, the math of Biden's win simply doesn't add up. I'm going to get more into that in a moment. Plus, what if this... all this talk about martial law, which the president said yesterday, nah, we're not doing that. That's fake news. How about all that talk about that in the Insurrection Act is just misdirection? How about if there is a way to seize everything just about without using the military. Maybe that's what Trump is preparing to do. Maybe that's why Sidney Powell was spotted leaving the White House last night. All of that plus. The rebellion continues, and in fact, it expands. This mayor of Sandy, Oregon says, we're not complying with Kate Brown's lockdown anymore. Why? Because, well, there's a great article in the Federalist, too, by the way, that has, I think, really puts the exclamation point to that, and it's just simply this. Without the political leaders and the health officials telling us everything about what we should do, we might be better off because we're smart enough as people to figure it out on our own. The COVID lockdown, the COVID thing, all of that. We're not stupid, you know. We managed to survive for a long time. Yesterday being the 400th anniversary of the Pilgrims landing at Plymouth Rock. All of that today, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's start with Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Yeah, Jeff. So do you think that that's fake news, that that Trump is not going to try to use martial law? How fake one way, fake another way?
I think it could be additional. All right, so here's how I – he may be saying that now, Glenn, but just consider this. What if he uses another means by which to seize these voting machines, which would, again, cause chaos in right now in Georgia, because that Senate runoff is like something like 1.2 million people have voted already. They would have to stop that. Okay. What if as a result of that, seizing those machines everywhere, what if that then results in the left spinning up the Antifa machine and they start rioting? What happens then if he has to institute martial law in certain places? Oh, like maybe Portland, Oregon. Now, I know it's not. We're not engaging in any kind of an election here in Portland. But if he does that, would that give him the reason to put in place martial law or the Insurrection Act?
Well, the Insurrection Act, was that 13 or 13848? If we get any kind of data or information on our behalf, no judge is going to accept it. Freedom Watch, the lawyer that does the that research is saying we can't get any judges to look at our data, our facts at all. So how do you bust through a nation full of corrupt judges from the Supreme Court to the Superior Court?
Well, you do what Abraham Lincoln did. You suspend the courts, habeas corpus.
And is that technically martial law?
Oh, absolutely it is. I mean, there are varying degrees of martial law. So I think the last time we had it in America was Katrina, and it was limited, I think, to pretty much New Orleans. But even then, I don't think that they suspended the courts in New Orleans.
Why wouldn't they just target Georgia? Target Georgia.
Well, because that it isn't just about Georgia, and it doesn't, Georgia doesn't win the presidency for Trump. It has to be
bigger
than it.
They can stop the vote on the senators that would be just as corrupt as the previous election.
Well, you're right, but the Senate's not enough. We have to get Trump back in the White House for another 4 years.
But it would delay the sitting of a president if the state of Georgia didn't have a solution.
Well, it would. You know, my guess is that if the Dominion voting machines are as bad as everything seems to indicate that it is in terms of actual evidence, that probably the Georgia runoff races are not even, well, at least one of them anyway, with Senator Perdue and John Ossoff, are not even necessary because Perdue would have won. Now, the other one with Kelly Loeffler versus Warnock, there was a whole, neither one of them got to 50% because there was a whole bunch of people running on the ballot. So that one has to happen, I think, no matter what, because I don't think anybody there got 50%. But
and
you bring up a good point.
But Jeff, if he doesn't use martial law and at least buy time to get the data to give to Powell and to Flynn to make their move, their opportunity is going to be gone.
You're right to some extent because, well, look, Rudy Giuliani says that all they need to do, that their focus, their legal strategy is changing. Their focus now is on acquiring the voting machines to prove the algorithmic fraud through forensic audits. And Giuliani says that they only need 1 to 2 days to prove that, which would overturn the election. All right, so
and,
who would overturn the election?
And Jeff,
well,
Jeff, does that have to be
the courts
presented at the Senate and at the House just alone without any judges looking at it to go full flay into the face of those people that want to reject the certifications?
You have to have the evidence. I said that last night. I've been saying it all along. I said it last night to my friend who's a former state representative. Look, without massive evidence of just overwhelming evidence of fraud, Glenn, nobody's going to take it seriously. The rhinos in the U.S. Senate are not going to cooperate in rejecting the certified electors. They will not. They'll go along with it. You have to have the evidence. The world has to see it. And if they do, then I'm not worried about the 68 million people that apparently voted for Joe Biden. I'll get into all of that, Glenn. Good points. Thank you. Need to move on to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning to you. What do you say today?
Hey, Jeff. What a target-rich day. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
First of all, you compared Obama's vote. I think looking at Hillary's vote is definitely more pertinent because she lost. And of course, they're saying Biden won. But, you know, if you look at the map and how much red there was for Trump when he went against Hillary, it shows it a lot better. And also, you know, we most definitely got to push and push and push these dang rhinos on the Senate side as much as we can because our country's at stake here. I sure as hell don't want us to go back to being buddy-buddy with Iran, because terrorism will start up again. Biden and his climate change, agenda is gonna destroy our country. This is for all the marbles. You know, if we win Georgia, there's going to be somewhat of a wall. However, when you got Biden up there doing all these executive orders just like Obama did, it's really going to take our country back. So we need to fight. Also, Jeff, I hope you're going to talk more about this special session that we're having today in your second hour, your third hour, because there are people out there who are really hurting because of this rent thing, you know, and how the Democrats are favoring the, you know, the renters and stuff, and how with the owners.
I am going to talk about that. It's a great point. Thanks, Art. 6:48.
Great day, Jeff.
We are
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Bill Binney is a famous guy from the intelligence community in America. He wrote this post, and it's about the whole point about the numbers don't add up, which I was thinking all along. There are 212 million registered voters in America, and it's listed state by state, including Oregon. So 212 million registered voters. And the Washington Post says the voter turnout was a record high, 66.2% across the country. So do the math. 212 million people, 66.2% of that is 140,344,000 people who voted. Okay. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. But how does that come out then? How does that work out for the supposed official numbers of who voted for who, Trump and Biden? Well, I'll share that with you in a moment. But I need to also share with you that Freedom Heating and Air is a great Salem-based company that can make your life better. Why? Well, they can make the old furnace work better. Maybe just replace it. Or the heat pump. If you were like me, I had an expansion valve go bad on my heat pump a few years ago. And the thing went into emergency heat during a cold spell. You know what that did to my power bill? It doubled it. You don't want that to happen to you. So maybe you ought to have the old heat pump changed or fixed, or maybe just checked out. So you should check out Freedom Heating and Air, because they can do that for you. FreedomHeatingandAir.net. That's their website, FreedomHeatingandAir.net. All right. So if 66.2% of 212 million registered voters actually voted, according to the liberal Washington Post, Trump-hating Washington Post, that means 140,344,000 people voted in America. Now do the math. The official numbers for Trump is about 74 million votes. That's what Trump got. Subtract 74 million from 140 million. It leaves only 66.3 million votes for Joe Biden. Now, okay, simple math. Now, if you're talking to people who say, it's over, Trump lost, or you're talking to the persuadables, right? How is it that the press is telling us that Joe Biden got 81 million votes when, by simple math from the liberal press, that's impossible? Now, don't believe me? Well, go to the Gateway Pundit story, and I will have it up on the show plan on my Facebook page. You can read this whole thing, and you can look at the numbers for yourself, including what I have up on my screen right now. In over 100 years, we've not had this high of voter turnout as a percentage, okay? Bill Binney lists each state, all 50 states, not Puerto Rico, not Washington, D.C. It wouldn't make that much difference. We list them by the registered voters and a percentage of their total population. In Oregon, about 68% of our total population are registered voters. And that's kind of normal. Like Wyoming is only, they're down to like 47%. West Virginia is 71%. Pennsylvania is 71%. New Hampshire, New Jersey, they're 72.5% respectively. The highest is Kentucky at 79%. In Maine at 79%. And again, these are states with their total population and the percentage of people who are registered voters. And they list the date as of each of them. In Oregon, they were a little bit behind because that was as of November 7th. Excuse me, October 7th. I'm sorry, October 7th. Bottom line is this. That's the percentage of people in the states that are registered to vote as of total population. His point is that of the people who actually are registered voters who are actually voted, the numbers, it is impossible for Joe Biden to have gotten 81 million votes. If Trump really got 74 million votes, I tend to think he probably got more than that. That means that only 67.5 million votes remained for Joe Biden. What that means is 13 million duplicate or made up ballots were created and counted for Biden. Now, it could mean that maybe, just maybe, Trump got more than 70 million votes, 74 million votes. And that a lot of those votes were switched, legitimate votes for Trump were switched over to Joe Biden. Friends, the numbers don't add up. This is not rocket science. Again, 212 million registered voters in America, according to all states' websites in 2020. Liberal Washington Post says 66.2% of them voted. That's 140 million. If Trump got 74 out of that, that leaves only 67 million for Biden. Yet we're told that Biden got 81 million? Really? The numbers don't add up. It's a lie. Corby just said by email, they just did a three-tone burst of the emergency broadcast system over your show at 6:51. Well, maybe they knew what I was going to talk about, Corby. Yes, you just don't know. Friends, you just don't know. But what you do know is that if your body aches and you need to give it some relief, you ought to use ProBioscience pain stick like I have. Used it yesterday, and I gave it to my mother when I went and visited my mom over in Prineville. She used it on the arthritis in her hands, and it worked great. In fact, it worked so great, I left the pain stick with her. Maybe you want to try that. Why don't you go to their website, pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com, and use the discount code if you buy anything online, the word Christ. Get 15% off. Pro-bioscience.com. Okay, 1 hour gone. Two more to go, including talking about the misdirection ploy and how all of this could play out with Trump and the special session happening today in Oregon. Back in a moment.